The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So this morning we had a little fiasco. Anthony A. said his alarm didn't go off, but he made it to the studio on time. How did he achieve that? Happy Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Tell us your tale, Anthony A., because you said my alarm didn't go off, and just now it was ringing. Like, what's going on here? What's going on in your world?
I set my alarm clock for a different hour. I think it's that's pretty much. I don't know. I don't know if fiasco is the thing label it as.
I'm very particular about my alarm. You don't have it set daily for the same time, and so that it goes off softly when it first wakes you up quietly, and then it gets louder.
Okay, I'm trying to understand why this is a thing to you.
This is a process to waking up.
No, I just I reset it during a holiday weekend for Thanksgiving week, and I haven't just happened to set it again.
Well, how'd
and,
you get here then?
I woke up, and I just my shout out to my natural body alarm for waking me up. Very clutch this morning.
Well, now you get to understand what I deal with. You see how she detailed that alarm and how it like escalates and it goes off at the same time every day. She's not only does that by herself, she's taught my daughter to do that. So every morning I get to hear like alarm here, alarm there, going off for 5 minutes at a time, going off for 10 minutes at a time.
But didn't you just share a study that said the snooze, or somebody did during our case, you missed it. Snooze is good for the brain because it wakes you up slowly.
Yeah, I'm very.
I don't know if frustration is good for the brain first thing in the morning though.
I think when you're hitting your own snooze button, it's like you're comfortable with it.
Yes.
But when it's somebody else hitting the snooze button, that's annoying, dude.
But then why doesn't he set his
own? Yes, Dana, you're annoying.
I'm not it. I didn't like that. Anthony just called me annoying.
Well, it is what it is, bro. That would get me frustrated.
No, I wish Ava was here, too, so I could call her annoying, too.
Oftentimes, we highlight the downside of being single or what is it, why it's so lonely, but controlling your own snooze button, dude, 100%. Nobody there complaining to me.
All right, Anthony, let me talk to my husband here. Okay, Automatic, you want to control your own snooze button? Wake yourself up, then.
Oh, I got you. That's what you're
doing. No, I'm not going to do the snooze anymore.
Well, then I got my natural alarm clock like Anthony A. over here, and I promise you I'll wake up.
He's going to rely.
I was okay before, and I'll be okay after.
There it is, dude.
Okay, all right, we're going to start this on Monday. Let's see what happens. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start out by shouting out all the bartenders. It's Bartender Appreciation Day.
Hey. This time of year, everybody's out there getting a hot toddy on and all that. Be sure and tip your bartender.
Yeah, we also got National Sweater Vest Day. So
we are getting into the winter season here.
Yeah, it's the holiday season. I think of sweater vests. It's kind of hot right now in the fashion world and whatnot. I'm not really, I don't look good in them because I'm only 5'2". But it reminds me of rich old men.
Mm.
The rich old ladies. They wear them sweater vests.
It reminds me of that photo from Step Brothers.
You want to go get karate?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
And hold your ugly sweaters because that day is coming up later this month.
Okay.
We also have National Pie Day. Ooh.
We'll wrap it up right there. Pie is in the one that you eat.
Yes, the fun one, not the math one. That's in March. Gross.
I didn't let Automatic throw the Thanksgiving pie away. And every day I would just go take bites out of the pumpkin and the apple pie for the entire week.
Man. I just realized I didn't get any pumpkin pie this season, dude.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna get some. I only got cherry pie.
I think we got some left over on the counter. Nah. I mean, it's like a week old at this point. So.
Oh, no, I'm good. You know, I'm a week old pie.
That's awful. First, he got to share his birthday with Jesus, and now you want to give him old pie.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's break down that down in the DM that got the most calls this week. It had to be Gianna and Mason, right? Otto, right in. I think that was good. They split, got back together. Gianna's like, oh, I'm in heaven until she finds a dating app on Mason's phone.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, he said he just forgot to delete it, and then he was sorry, blah, blah, blah. Like, how could he do this? How could he get back on a dating
app? So I'm pretending to be a woman that he met on the app. I'm trying to, you know, hit on a man. Here's how it went. Let's just get some coffee. There's this really cute little local spot near my house. They import Jamaican Blue Mountain. I swear it is so good.
Yeah,
you're going to love it.
That sounds great, but I'm sort of seeing someone right now.
You're seeing someone? Then why are you on a singles dating app?
Well, if I'm going to be honest, I split with my girl, and I didn't know what was going to happen. So I joined the app. I downloaded it, but we're back together now, and I'm sorry, I just can't meet up.
Okay, well, I tried. Hopefully things work out for you and your girl, you know? Thanks for talking to me. You know, good luck.
Hey, best of luck to you, too. It's hard out there.
Yeah, it is. Mason's a good one. Yes, Mason's a keeper. Best part, we didn't even tell him. Gianna doesn't have to tell him she was suspect about him. It's all good. At the end of that down in the DM, though, I asked people to call 877-730-DCS1 and answer the question, shouldn't you scrub you know, all the dating apps? And how do you feel about deleting your ex's photos from the timeline, too? Because for me, I'm like, why are you going through all that work? But Anthony, you were like, I'm getting rid of everybody from jump.
I agree. I am a complete remover of all ex-lovers. And I also kind of think it's a little weird when you're in a new relationship and you have photos of past relationships up on your social media. I think that's odd to me.
Why are you looking at me, Dana?
Because you have photos of your past relationships in our house, but I don't care.
So do you.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I have all of them. They're gone.
You have them.
Nope,
I know
gone.
For a fact you have them.
I just planted a bomb.
You know what? We'll talk about this off air.
Oh, no.
Well, does it bother you?
Dude, did I bring it up?
Yes.
No, I brought it up because Anthony said something. Anthony. It's your fault, Anthony. I'm going to have a fight with her after
my
this.
My bad, dude. You were a casualty of my
stupidity. Let's take a call. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What do you think?
Yes, Ms. Dana, let me tell you, when I was moving, my fiance now, who's my boyfriend then, was helping me move, and there was this one box where I had all my old stuff, like old pictures and stuff, and there was the infamous fair photo that I had with one of my exes years ago. Now, I wasn't still, like, in love with them. I just thought I looked really cute in that picture, so that's why I kept it.
Oh, girl, you crazy.
I just took it out, and then I could see on my peripheral the hurt on his face when he saw that picture, and
oh,
I'm like,
no, you know, that,
oh, no, no, it's not even like that. And before he even said anything, I went ahead and ripped the picture, not up completely, just ripped myself out of the picture because I kept that part and threw his part away. And I made sure to make it a point of, oh, no, I look cute in this one. This is why I still had it.
Of course you did.
Then fast forward 2 months into it, I'm already living with him, or we have our place and everything. Somehow I was looking through an old Facebook or something, and a picture popped up, his ex-wife.
Oh,
now,
damn.
His ex-wife has all those pictures. She's that person who hasn't deleted any pictures, even though she's in a new relationship. And what picture was up there? The picture, their wedding picture.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, hell no. Like, I was mad. I was just like, But I couldn't be mad at him because that wasn't even his Facebook.
Hold on, so you felt jealous then when you saw this photo?
I was, and I told him, I go, you know, I'm not even gonna lie, babe, I'm just feeling inside. That picture made me feel a type of way, and he got me in the gut. He goes, that's how I felt when I saw that picture at your house. And I'm like, you know what,
you're right,
I've learned so much in this relationship. And then not only that, but even the stuff that you guys say about your relationship, and then Anthony, the stuff that you say about the relationship you've been in, you guys have no idea how much that helps.
Oh, I'm so glad that our stupidity helps other people.
I'm glad, because I literally, she's like, you have no idea. I was like, no, I don't have any idea.
I don't have any idea.
I go
We're
home and cry myself
and we have
to
no
sleep.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taylor Swift and Beyonce together. Can you even imagine what kind of concert that would be? Or album project? Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony, a celebrity birthdays first.
YouTube star Gracie K celebrating her birthday. Right. Janelle Monáe and Zoe Kravitz celebrating her birthday.
All right, so let's talk about Belcalis Almanzar. Who's that?
Cardi B.
That's right. DJ Automatic, she just threw this video up. And the comments are more about her looks and the way she sounds. I'll tell you where to check the video, but take a listen.
What's up, guys? This is your girl, Cardi B. I have a little story, and I'm going to dedicate this story to my grandpa that just turned 90 years old, and I miss his birthday party because I'm out here working, but I love my granddaddy so much.
So she goes on to say her grandpa had a few cows. That's how he took care of his family, so selling milk. It's a milk commercial, just, you know, full disclosure. But it's how she looks. There's no filter. It's just her. She probably looks 5-6 years younger.
That's what I thought.
Then when she throws,
I mean, she still has
on.
Makeup on and still done up.
So pretty.
But I don't know if I would recognize her had you not.
You would recognize her. And then her voice, though, that's like her real Belcalis voice, right? That's really not like Cardi,
the
one we know.
The collab with her and Bruno Mars is random, but the collaboration between her and Milk is something. And it's very subtle. It's not over the top. I thought.
Yeah, I don't even know. He's like, is that milk commercial?
Well, because at the end of the video, she goes, got milk?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was like, oh, wait, that was a milk commercial? That wasn't just a story?
Go check the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You're going to see Cardi B is a beautiful woman.
She really is.
Yeah. That's weird. I love that one where she says, that's weird. All right, now we're going to move on. Talk about Drake and Rihanna. Congratulations to these two, specifically Rihanna. In 2010, her project Loud dropped, and it featured this song, What's My Name? Man, they got a billion views on YouTube.
Dang.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
I mean, it's a great song.
It is. I think that they should do more collabs. I realize she's married now.
I don't see that happening, but at one period in time, they should have done a Drake and Rihanna whole album.
That would have been great, Automatic. Maybe we'll get it. And speaking of great albums and collabs, what about Taylor Swift and Beyonce? That would be amazing. For now, though, we got these two almost like BFFs. T-Swift got on a private jet in Kansas City, and flew to London to support Beyonce and a premiere of her movie Renaissance. And I just wanted to say, I love that these two have just gotten so close and they're supporting one another.
Dude, next time your friends don't want to give you a ride somewhere or even pay for a meal,
thank you!
Remind them what Taylor Swift does for Beyonce.
She all flew right. across the world.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.